The Starseed Radio. We're at the second hour. Want to give a shout out to the guys at Original Language. Check out originallanguage.org. They have amazing clothing. I was wearing it today and in fact got peed on by a baby. I was holding a baby, got peed on. And I'm happy to report did not stain the t-shirt because it's made of great fabric and the t-shirt was still in great condition. Love their amazing line. So check out originallanguage.org. And a shout out to Brett and Thor out there in California. These guys are awesome. All right, thanks again, David, for coming on the show. That was always a download of information. So people, when they hear this stuff, metaphysics, things like that, look this stuff up, as always, as everything we talk about on the show. With that, we're going to jump to our next guest. We have a gentleman who has been on the show before, Costa, joining us. An international networker and creative artist for peace. He has been an advocate for many different things and has been part of a great collective of 90 plus groups of peaceful individuals from over 20 countries who join once a month to make coordinated, interactive, and united contact with numerous loving and peaceful ET civilizations. You can check out GCE5.org, and they also have another website and also in a movie that is coming out that we're going to talk about. All of that over the next hour. So with that, first, Costa, thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing?
Well, thank you for having me, Joan. It's a pleasure always to talk with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. So we have just a couple minutes, Costa, before we go to our first break. So if you could, let's just give the listeners a little background on the organization that you're part of and the history of it and how it derived.
Absolutely. It's something very unique that may come as a surprise to many of your listeners, but I hope that it'll be a delightful surprise. First of all, let me say that the website is etletstalk.org. That's etletstalk.org. And I want everyone to join us there and become a member and learn how to make ET contact. Now, as far as how we got to there, several years ago, back in 2006, I was a volunteer working with Dr. Stephen Greer, who may be known to some of your listeners as the father of the Disclosure Project. And Dr. Greer, of course, will be featured in the upcoming Sirius movie, which I know you're going to tell your listeners about.
Absolutely.
But Dr. Greer has always advocated and given people tools for how to make contact with these benevolent, peaceful civilizations. And so I was inspired by going on some of his week-long trainings and actually making contact in many different ways, including, you know, some dramatic sightings on the ground and in the sky. So that changed my life. It was really inspiring. And I decided to start coordinating people wherever they could be found once a month to join spiritually and energetically in a coordinated way to make our approach, to make our contact, our interactive dialogue with these ET visitors. And so I started doing that. You mentioned the 90-plus groups that we have in 20 countries. Well, that's really grown. We actually now have, as far as our members on etletstalk.org, I would say about 2,500 members spread out over 50 countries. And
wow.
There's a map there. There is a map there on the website that, in a dramatic way, just really shows you just where people are located, and it's really inspiring. So back in October,
that's amazing.
It's been
absolutely
quite a ride, and I can tell you more about that as we go on. But in kind of a summary, I really took off with this coordination of these groups back in October 2010, and the ET Let's Talk .org website was born just last December, so that became our internet presence where people could come to the social community there and meet other people like themselves, you know, everyday people doing this very special kind of mission, ET contact.
Excellent. Well, Costa, hold on right there. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we get back, we'll jump right back into the history of this organization that has formed under Dr. Stephen Greer. Amazing. Hold on right there. Here's some more 420 dubstep. We'll be right back.
I wanna love you. Every day and every night we'll be together. With the moonlight over our heads, we'll share a shelter.
Neil meditation cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo meditation cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Costa talking about an amazing organization that's now in over 50 countries with over 2,500 members. He gave a quick background and description of the organization, which is basically something that if you really look into in the facts, there has been millions and millions of Americans alone that have reported sightings of UFOs and even being, like, abducted by UFOs. Millions that have been reported here in the U.S. alone. This is a phenomenon that's happening all over the planet. Again, it goes back into ancient indigenous cultures all over the planet. It's something that you could research and find all over the planet, again, in ancient books and texts and temples. So, Costa, talk about your background. You've been on the show before, but again, just listeners of how you first got involved. You worked under Dr. Stephen Greer, but talking about you yourself, when did you first get involved with the phenomenon of ETs and UFOs?
That's a good question, and I do remember my path pretty clearly. I know that I had a very natural interest in astronomy. Like so many people who do wind up in this field, it's not uncommon that, the study of the stars has grabbed them. So I had a telescope when I was a young boy and spent many hours in my backyard in Indiana just looking up at the stars, the planets, the galaxies, and just being awed by it. Not only was I learning intellectual knowledge, about the heavens and about the physics and the placement of the stars and the names of constellations and things like that, but I also developed this kind of longing feeling of I'm bigger than all of this. I may be just a small person on this planet, but I just so strongly felt that there was so much more life out there that I didn't know it in a vague way, but I just knew that it had to be there. The universe is a a very vast place, as we know, probably faster than we can know. And many of us have felt that kind of wonder. And that's when it was born in me as a young man. Now, what happened after that is I went along on a fairly normal kind of path for this American culture, where I went to college, got a degree, went to work, got married, had a couple kids, went through another marriage after a divorce, and always in the back of my mind would hear stories about UFOs and this phenomenon, and thought to myself, I need to get back to this someday. Well, in 2006, I was surfing on the net and decided to look the topic up, you know, just Google for UFO and research and see what was happening in the field, you know, who the players were, what the latest news was, the developments. I discovered Dr. Greer's Disclosure Project there, and what blew me away about his project and his website compared to other researchers, and I'm not demeaning other researchers at all by saying this, but Dr. Greer had amassed witnesses, hundreds of them, on video at the time. Remember video? on VHS, whatever. And they were testifying about their roles coming up from a lot of the black projects. They were basically whistleblowers. And Dr. Greer had given them a reason and a venue to come forward and tell their stories about the cover-up, the decades-long cover-up of ET presence here on Earth and in our skies. And after watching some of those people with, you know, medals on their chest and who had come from industry and had a lot of highfalutin titles and all that, people that you could generally assume were credible, except for the ones that lie to you in the government, but oh well. There were enough of these kinds of people that were speaking with conviction and with having corroborating stories with each other, even though they didn't maybe not actually know each other, because they came from compartmentalized projects, you know, like the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, but they were working on a lot of similar things, and the stories were often the same. So I listened to these videos of guys who were retrieving crashed UFOs that our military had shot down, who were retrieving bodies, who were taking the hardware they found and the life forms they found and doing reverse engineering in biology and in physics to create their own kind of vehicles and things like that. And there's a long, deep story about that. But basically, those witnesses impressed me. And I said to myself, you know, if anybody who has this many people who are willing to come out and basically risk their lives, you know, their reputations, by telling what they've known, has got to have some juice here. So I went to a retreat for a week with Dr. Greer at Mount Shasta. And I know this sounds like a cliche, but it was life-changing because I saw a lot of what I know to be starcraft in the sky that just did not behave like natural or man-made phenomenon. I had a close encounter on the ground, you know, about a dozen feet away with other individuals of a semi-materialized globe that stayed there for about half an hour and had other, like, telepathic communication during that week. It was just mind-changing. Mind-blowing and life-changing every night of those six nights during that week. And I came away thinking, I want to stay involved in this. It reignited my passion. You know, what can I do? Don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of time. But I decided to take the emails of some of the people that were there and just organize people to do weekly energetic help for Dr. Greer and his projects at the time. So we were doing that, and I ran that email kind of group for a number of years before I came upon the idea in October 2010 of taking it the next level, the next step, and contacting many hundreds of people and asking them, hey, would you like to participate in a one day a month? It's always a Saturday near a new moon so that the sky is dark. I asked them, would you like to participate with a lot of people you don't know across the planet, but united in spirit, to use some of the protocols to contact the ETs and to present to them like a unified, human, peaceful, loving field that they could connect with. And a lot of people responded. You know, we started out small, just a few scores of people, but month after month, more people kept coming on, and especially they would send me emails afterwards about their experiences, and the experiences were highly varied, which they, in a way, have to be in order to reach different types of individuals. And as they wrote about their reports, and as I shared the reports from with the entire group, more people became inspired because they felt like they were part of a community and that they had a place to go to where they weren't thought of as weird and where they could actually go out and experiment in the field or within their homes with the ET contact and then give a report and not be laughed at by the members. So this was inspiring and very community building, and eventually that led to ETLetstalk.org last December. So that has been my path. And I have to say that I've been very lucky along the way, too, that I have a life partner in my wife who has fully supported this because, as I discovered as I got into this field, many people who had contact when they were young or who had it subsequent to discovering our work and then making contact on their own often didn't have a partner who went along, or a family member,
sure,
or
mm-hmm.
a co-worker, or even close friends, people they could not talk to. So I really keenly understood that the community we had was filling a need to help people not feel so isolated and to find a place where they could share and learn from each other in a place that was secure and safe. And ETLetstalk.org is just that kind of a community. So that was my path, pretty much straight away, and just kept building on itself as time went on to the point where we are right now, where I have a role as an interviewee in the Sirius film that Arm Kalika and J.D. Serafin and Dr. Greer are producing, that's premiering in L.A. this Monday night.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that after the next commercial break for sure. And just to touch on Dr. Greer and how he got you know, together over 500 people, military members and stuff, that have all come forward and talking about this. Even the government has put out information on their vault site and things like that about different stuff, Roswell, things like that. I mean, if you really dig deep, you could find lots of information that talk about this, Downcraft and things like that. And then you have all the people that are, you know, coming forward and talking about this stuff. So, again, it's doing your own research and find this stuff out for yourself. The movie is going to be amazing, and a lot of people have been working on it, and it's premiering right around the corner. Lots of exciting things in the film. We'll get into that after the break. But before we go, just a quick answer to the listeners, like, why is it important to have a group like this?
It's important because governments, as we know, have their own agendas. And I'm sure that a lot of your listeners don't believe that they can always trust, and I'm not just picking on the U.S. government, but they don't feel they can trust many governments to give them the truth about many things. I wish it were different, but we know that it's not. So this topic of ET visitation and the energy propulsion systems and the scientific breakthroughs that and knowledge that they have is a huge thing, but it's been covered up. Why has it been hidden from us? That's not right. It's not right. There must be a hidden agenda. So it's important for a community like ours to get together. And as people, this is a people-powered movement, to do what governments have failed to do our own disclosure. Although some governments have come forth, I have to say, in the last few years, on their websites and released a lot of UFO files, which is a good thing. But you know what? Nobody has made that big announcement. Hey,
that's right.
You're here. We've been talking for years.
And it's coming. It's coming. So, Costa, hold on right there. We've got to take another quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about the new film that's coming out. Hang on right there. Be right back.
killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by Costa, talking about the new Sirius film. First, before we get into it, if you could give the listeners a little background on it and what you feel is the importance. We talked a little bit about it, about the new energy propulsion systems, things like that, all stuff that has been either reverse engineered from ET civilizations or have been given to us by ET civilizations, all different things and amazing things that we need to implement to save the planet from environmental catastrophe and other things that are happening. But your personal just background on the movie itself, the importance of it, and what you think the reaction is going to be.
That's an excellent question. Sirius came about through the collaboration between Arm Kalika, an Emmy Award-winning director, and Dr. Stephen Greer originally. I think about a year ago they got together and decided that with all the wealth of material that Dr. Greer has, literally amounting to hundreds of hours, I believe, of video material and written material, that there was enough there to produce a what has turned out to be about a two-hour documentary, something that's the first of its kind with all that kind of factual material in that volume. So it was crowdfunded, last year. And I think it's the most successful crowdfunding of a documentary ever done. I believe they raised, I've heard various numbers, I know at least $350,000 and likely maybe wow. $500,000, half a million, with donations from thousands of people just like you and me to have it made. Because they knew that corporate sponsorship and pressure for that not to be made or not to be helped out would mean that it would not be financed by the traditional means that the movies get financed. So they went to the people. This is of the people, by the people, and for the people now. And Sirius is premiering in L.A. at 8 p.m. This Monday night. Now, my personal connection came because I've been working with ETLetsTalk.org and trying to spread the vision that Dr. Greer had of ordinary citizens making contact. Because if governments don't do this job of disclosure and contact, making connection with ET civilizations, then we, the people, will do it. So we've taken it on our own selves to promote our movement, the People's Disclosure Movement, and grow it. And I was fortunate enough that Arm Kalika and Dr. Greer included me in Sirius. I got interviewed, I get asked a few questions, and I get to talk about the ET Let's Talk community. Now, why is this important? Well, frankly, the ETs that we've connected with have told us that as more people, more teams can be grown in all countries of the world to contact them, then they will appear more and more in our skies and in other ways and engage us more, interact with us more. At some point, some tipping point may be reached where we, the people, may create enough of a field, enough of a movement, enough of a power, of energy, that it will tip that point, and the forces that seek to suppress the ETs on the ground and in the sky will be overwhelmed. That is what I believe our ET brothers and sisters really want to convey to us. So we're trying to do our part. We're the boots on the ground, and in Sirius, I'll be able to tell a little bit of that story in the context of the larger story that and all the different themes that Sirius deals with, and we can talk maybe about some of the other themes because it explores a lot of different areas. My area is this community-powered ETLetsTalk.org interactive movement, so I speak mostly about that, and I invite people in the film to join because I truly believe that the more of us who do this, the more power there is. It's really decentralized and it's coordinated, and it's a wonderful thing that the internet has given us, this ability across borders to unite with this kind of a movement that just would not have been possible, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So that's the movement in context of the larger Sirius film. It's going to get a tremendous boost in Sirius. I know the URL will be up there on the screen. And I'm excited because I never would have that kind of reach otherwise. And I really believe it's important that all the people in the world, and this movie is going to be translated in at least a dozen languages that I know of, and probably more as time goes on. So we will have a reach. We will be able to tell our story there, or I will be able to tell the story of ETLetsTalk.org and invite people to come and join the community. And it doesn't matter if they haven't done ET Contact before. They can come to the community, talk with other people. We have some instructions on how to do it very simply, very directly. And we have a safe place for them to be and to learn and to join us and report to us and to learn from others. So Sirius is just a godsend, and I really am grateful to Arm Kalika and Dr. Greer for making this and including our community in it, so that we can tell our story and build the community. Because it's for the benefit of the whole Earth. These civilizations are benevolent. I don't want to get into the negative ET thing. I have my opinions about that. We've never had a bad experience, and they want to help us. They want to interact. They want to help us co-create a new world. And they have a lot of wisdom and technology that's being held back from us. But we need to take it back now. And they're ready and willing to help us. Cooperation to do that.
All right, Costa, hang on real quick. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll jump into more of the Sirius, the movie coming out, and the themes behind it. Hang on right there. Here's some more 420 Dubstep.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul. Ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out
StarseedEnergyRadio.com. All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Costa, talking about the new Dr. Stephen Greer series movie. We talked about how you first got introduced. We talked about the amazing organization, the network that has formed now, over 2,500 members in over 50 countries around the world, going out once a month at least and having contact with ETs and extraterrestrials. Now, let's talk a little bit about, before we jump back into the movie, some of the contact and updates recently. Give us some recent updates in the last month or so of some contact and people from your different groups. Because I know after you have these monthly meetings, people report back to you, like you said. So can you give the listeners out there some letters or some experiences of other people from around the world that had happened over the last month?
I can summarize some of them.
That'd be great.
We have one group who lives... who's active in an island nation, and they have a constant appearance and reappearance of a craft that flies over close enough that they can see the shape of it, circular, and the coloring of it, etc. And it seems to come several times a week. Some members of this group are in telepathic contact, actually, with the occupants of the craft, and they can request flyovers and things like that, and they're very thrilled by that. No landing or anything like that has ever taken place because, well, I don't know the reasons, but these people report this, and the people in our network, I have to tell your listeners, we're everyday people. We span every culture, every ethnic group, age group, gender, profession. And so what ties us all together is just our curiosity and our good, heartfelt intention and wanting to make this connection, and it does happen. What I just stated to you about flyover of this particular craft is one dramatic example of what people can get.
Costa, it's dramatic, but it's to me, that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard on the show. I mean, like, people talk about this, but, like, to have telepathic contact with these other beings that are here, like, listen, if they were here and they're that advanced, they would have destroyed us. They're obviously here and as benevolent beings, like, on our side, watching over us, guiding us, angels, you know, the things talked about in ancient history. The proof is everywhere. That's what we're talking about. You know, do the research, go out, make the connection, and have the experience. And it's amazing that this is happening. So that's one of the most amazing things I've heard, because it's coming from people just like you and me that are going out making conscious contact, not from a big name someone or someone that's been in this for a while. It's just regular people that are curious going out and having contact. That to me is so important. What we try to get across in the show is go out, have your own experience, and give it a shot. Just be open to it.
And the thing is, you know, once there's a level where you can hear about someone else's experience, and it might be someone you trust, you know, a partner, a family member, a close friend, and they tell you they've had an encounter, and you're basically not going to tell them, hey, you're crazy, because these people tell it to you directly, and that's very cool. You believe them, so you kind of know there's something out there. The next level is when you do some of these protocols and go out and make this contact on your own, and something happens that just blows you away, some contact, then you cannot deny that. Nobody can take that from you. There's no guys in black suits that can show up at your door and say, you didn't see what you didn't see. You didn't see what you say you saw or whatever. No, it's yours. It's yours forever, the contact, and it will change you. Enough people in our network have had those kinds of experiences, and that's what brings them back every month. I wanted to mention some other specific examples where people in their dreams would get contact. Now, you might say, okay, dreams, anybody can make those up. But there's such things as lucid dreams, and there are people who do astral travel, and they will connection with ETs in those ways. One thing that we do emphasize and that we do know is that you can't compartmentalize or limit the creativity of the ways that the ETs will use to contact us. They need to do it in a way that's safe for them and for us. And sometimes if they can't do a dramatic flyover because it's not safe, and there's a whole story there about where that comes from and why that happens that I won't get into here, but just to accept that they will choose the best way for both of us, for them and us. Sometimes you'll get a touch on the shoulder. Sometimes a lucid dream will happen, electrical phenomena that's really weird with lights or with your iPhones will happen that happens in a pattern that is just not chance. There are other ways too, and I'm forgetting a lot of them, but our group does report them, and it just goes to show how creative all this is and how necessary that all these different means are used. So people will have, lucid dreams. Sometimes they get healings. Sometimes they get messages that cheer them on, that tell them that they are loved. I mean, one thing that we're doing here at etletstalk.org is we're educating people, we're educating the masses to go beyond fear to understanding the reality of the love of our ET families, tremendous love. And I have to say that's one thing that many people report over and over in so many different ways. They may see a heart-shaped cloud that comes out of nowhere in the sky over a couple minutes, for example. What does that say? That says love. And then a craft that flies around it or behind it. They may get that a feeling, a vibrational feeling in their field of this overwhelming feeling of love, and see a pair of beautiful almond-shaped eyes from an ET that they've been communicating with. I get stories like that, and they feel overwhelmed to tears, feeling the love and the acceptance and the joy of the contact. And that's just one more example. There are many others where people do get that love communicated to them. And when they tell that kind of a story in our monthly reports, and people who don't know them from the other side of the world, who are part of the group, read that kind of story, they in turn are touched and inspired to tell their own story or to want the same kind of experience. So that's what we get, people coming back and connecting with the love. And that's really what I want to emphasize. They are here. They are here to help. They may be civilizations that overcame the problems like what we had, but did not destroy themselves. They may want to be here to share because they're concerned about where we are and what we're doing. Excuse me. So it's not just contact because it's crazy cool lights in the sky. It's really about co-creating a new world with them, and that's a world of love.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about the history on the proof, which is everywhere, all over the planet with temples and this and that, the proof is everywhere. It's really also about, you know, remembering who we really are and educating people on that, you know, because we all come to the certain reconnection again when we pass over to source, to God. And you could do it here, you know, consciously in meditation or, like you said, astral travel and connect back to that and remember who we are. That's the greatest thing that I found out is the lack of information. That's what it's all about, is bringing this old information new again, because the masses are asleep and it's been hidden and lied about. And when you know this information, it could change your life. It could help you live a more sustainable way, a more open way, a more loving, caring way. And, you know, these things have to stop. One of the greatest UFO appearances was a spike right after we dropped the atomic bombs, you know, on Japan, because it was a rush to come here to Earth. It's like, whoa, what's going on? You know,
exactly.
And I've talked to people in the military themselves that were in the military and knew about that when that happened. And, you know, military generals like Dr. Stephen Greer that they had talked about how the ET craft would shut down the nuclear reactors, you know, a lot of people may be like, oh, well, then they're evil and that's fearful, they're shutting down our nukes. It's like, no, they're shutting them down because they're dangerous and we've killed people with them. And, you know, and that's not the way beings should be living. There's abundance for everybody here on the planet. There's technology to support that. We had it in Lumeria. We had it in Atlantis, these ancient civilizations that had these technologies. The proof of that is everywhere. Mu, I mean, you know, the proof and the information is there if you look for it. And the experience is there if you're open for it. And that's what you guys are bringing to so many people and what's so amazing about what you're doing. And now let's jump back into the movie, because the movie's coming out. It's coming out in LA, then where's it coming out after that? Is it going on the DVD, or how's the distribution going? How can people find out more about it?
I would say they need to go to follow it to Sirius.neverendinglight.com. That's Sirius dot, and it's one word, neverendinglight.com. That's Arm and JD's website, the people who produced this, the filmmakers, and you can find all the latest news there. There will be theater releases later on by volunteers who come up and want to do that in their cities. But mostly right now we want to make it viral on the internet. So if people go to that website, Sirius.neverendinglight.com, they will see a community that has gathered there to use, you know, their mailing lists, their Facebook groups, their other social media to spread the word and, have people download the movie. For the premiere, there will be, I think they're streaming it for $9.99, which is not a lot of money to be able to recoup some of their costs. Many people are holding serious celebration parties, inviting their friends, you know, asking for a dollar donation, and boom, they pay for the film, the premiere that night, and they can all watch it together. And I also go to the site to see where else that it's going to be streamed. So I would say use the site there, Sirius.NeverendingLight.com, to stay abreast of the latest ways that it's getting distributed on the net. One thing I wanted to return to about Sirius and the themes is...
Yeah, let's jump into that. I was just going to ask you about that. Perfect. Tell us about some of the themes and information.
Yeah, of course it's going to... The movies... Now, I've not seen it, but I kind of know some of the themes and I've heard here and there. I'm going to be just as surprised and delighted as many people, as others are, except for the part where I know I'm in and I remember what I said. But the rest will be a real delight for me. I do know that they're going to present a lot of overwhelming, credible evidence from the types of witnesses that I've alluded to before, who have come forward and tied together this story, brought all the facts so that the story could be tied together. They're going to present that evidence. But then there's an additional thing, and it's, and that thing is typified by the tagline that I've heard around the movie. I think it was a quote from Dr. Greer, which is, it's not just about, it's not do they exist, meaning the ETs. It's not, the question is, do they exist. The question is, how are they getting here? And there's another big theme of the movie. The cover-up is because of their propulsion systems, the transdimensional physics that they must be using to get across untold millions of light years of interstellar space, and to do it apparently so effortlessly, because I believe that there are scores of civilizations here, maybe hundreds, maybe more. How are they doing that? Well, people like Tesla and others have tapped the kind of energy that the ETs may have been using, and those people have been suppressed, killed, bought off, scared off, you know, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So free energy is what it's about. The people that run the oil game, the war game, the military-industrial complex, and also the media, the mass media are very complicit in this. The
Bilderbergs and the Rothschilds and
the Rothschilds,
those guys.
All that, and call them what you want. There's just mm-hmm. many, many names.
Yes.
don't want the means that these are using, that the ETs are using to propel themselves, because it would end the oil game, and therefore we wouldn't be fighting with each other, you know, invading other countries for oil or fighting for territory. Imagine if zero-point energy, which is what we believe, and there are other words for it, but is being used here from the quantum field. Imagine if that came about, the oil industry, the greed, the wars and stuff would eventually end. Because with free energy, what are we going to fight over? Every village will be able to power its food sources, its transportation sources, its homes, its factories, and humanity would be freed from the enslavement of having to make a living. We do know that, you know, half of humanity goes to bed hungry every night. My God, you know, with those technologies of free energy and the will to use them and develop them, there's no reason anybody should be hungry on Earth. There's no reason we should be fighting over this stuff. We should be creating art and dancing and singing and spending our energies in those areas, because our basic survival needs can be taken care of by the types of technologies that the ETs are using. And never mind the fact that these intelligent ET civilizations are also very spiritual, and I mean that in the broadest sense. I'm not talking about any particular earthly religion. But what I'm saying is they bring love, and they bring caring, and they bring technologies that maybe can rejuvenate our bodies, that can heal the diseases that ravage us, that can create new materials that we've never seen before, or give us new food sources. They've solved a lot of these problems, and a lot of our members will report encounters with ETs who show them devices like this and tell them that they are ready to share them. But humanity has to solve some of our own problems for getting along with each other, because that's our responsibility. That can't be done for us. But we can count on enlisting the aid of the ET civilizations who want to interact with us, who want to share their wisdom, their spiritual wisdom, as well as their scientific technology. And some people would say those are both the same, different poles of the same thing, whatever. There's a lot to be offered there. And so our community at ETLetsTalk.org is engaging those civilizations to ask them, you know, what role we as an individual can play in helping ourselves and helping them to bring about a new age on Earth and a new age for everybody. Now, Sirius talks again about the energies that are behind this that the ETs are using. There are other topics about the cover-up, the conspiracy, who's behind the cover-up that they're going to reveal, I'm sure. I think there'll be some shocking stuff in there, too, because it's been alluded to. And then also the better. The truth has to come out. It's time for us to know what's been hidden from us, what's been taken from us, and to take our power back. A lot of people who see Sirius may get upset and say, wow, look at what's been covered up. What do I do? What power do I have as an individual? Well, as an individual, you do have some power, but really in a collective, in a group, you have even more. I can't answer all those kinds of questions about what can I do for everybody, but I know that we at etletstalk.org can offer at least the ability to contact and to find your own answers in a community and make it a more powerful experience than being just an individual. So God bless Sirius for doing what it's done, for revealing the truth, and for giving people a chance to take their power back.
Yes, that's been taken so from important. Coast, hang on right there. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll wrap it up right after this. Here's some more 420. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're joined by Costa. We have a few minutes left to wrap up. We talked about the Sirius film. We talked about a lot of stuff, Costa, and we'll have you back on soon to update us on the release and everything like that. But just to jump on something totally off topic, because tonight we are doing a special 420 episode. It's April 20th, and we talked about at the beginning of the show all the benefits and amazing things that you can get from industrial hemp and also marijuana hemp. Marijuana smoke from cancer, things like that, hemp oil. So just on your personal stance on hemp, using it for industrialized hemp and products here in the U.S., and what's your stance on marijuana?
Well, that's quite unexpected.
Caught you totally off guard.
Well, yeah, of course. And I grew up in the 60s, so there's, I guess, nothing that that can shock me anymore. I think that the amazing uses of hemp, it's a crime that there isn't a huge industry, bigger than, and it's been growing, but that there isn't even a bigger industry that is using this industrial hemp and medicinal, you know, marijuana on a larger and larger scale. But as we can see, things have been trending to where the public has become more accepting, and I really hope for the many wonderful uses that come out of that plant, and they're just amazing, that of course they get developed. They're benefiting people. That's my stance on that.
Absolutely.
Why hold that back? Could I go back to just one point about the thing?
Absolutely.
A major thing that I forgot to mention, there is an extra biological being there, a little 6-inch humanoid that was discovered and retrieved by Dr. Greer, that is part of that movie, and there have been genetic tests and other medical tests done on that being. Some information has been released, and it has gone viral because it may be, nobody's saying it's definitely ET, but there's enough of a mismatch or an absence of 10% of its chromosomes or DNA doesn't match human DNA, and there have been other tests that have been done and more information that will be released through the movie. But a lot of people want to know more about this little being, and it's just amazing. You know, what is it? A hybrid? Humanoid? It's not a fetus. It's not a little plastic doll from Walmart or anything. Serious scientists with world-class credentials have studied it and produced reports about it. So the movie will delve into that little being and what the consequences are of the knowledge that we have about it. And I totally forgot to mention that, but it is a big element of the movie and something that's caused a lot of curiosity in people.
And this goes back to skulls they have found all over the planet with these elongated skulls and the Star Child skull, Lloyd Pyle. We've had Amy, his assistant, on the show before, who works with him for years. You know, so this again goes back to just proof that's all over the planet. But I can't wait to see the film myself. That's amazing. And it's about putting out the proof and the evidence. But again, with all the proof and the evidence, you have to be speaking to someone who's open to it, because there's just so many people that right away dismiss it. That's how do you get to those people? And I think it's going to be mass landings or something like that if you know, it needs to get to that point. If someone doesn't you know, talk about it on air like an Obama and admit that, hey, yeah, they're here, and they're here to work with us, there's probably will be mass sightings, stuff like that happen. I mean, there's already mass sightings happening all over the world, and your organization and group shows it and proves it and communicates it and networks it, and that is what's so powerful about whatever everyone's doing. So, again, Kosa, thank you for coming on the show, as always, and thank you again for supporting the cause and getting everything out there, and we'll have you back on soon to talk about how the launch of the new film series is.
Thank you, Joan. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to everyone about it. Thank you much.
Absolutely. And we'll have you back on. So, listen, the next 420 dubstep round, and we'll be back with our finishing hour after these quick messages. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in.
My chicken hand, trying to figure out, understand what went wrong. Hit my bong, I'll try to work it out in this song. What went wrong? Hit my bong, I'll try to work it out in this song. I'm songs a little blurry, devastated by fits of fury. Drug me through undercurrents of punishment and endless torment. I'm meant to...
Now.